Cat in the Hat movie continues its profitable run at the box office. Commentator Lisa Suhey says this kind of success is not what the author, the late Dr. Seuss, had in mind.
Theodore Seuss Geisel wrote 40 children's books. He tightly controlled the rights to them and allowed just a handful to be made into tasteful cartoons. It was only over Geisel's dead body that the wholesale slaughter and mega-marketing of his work began. My favorite Seuss quote isn't from his books. It's from an exchange between Geisel and his attorney, Herb Chayette. Sponsors wanted to license a verse for use on a Christmas billboard. Geisel declined. The sponsors thought the author was being coy, trying to jack up the price, so they upped the ante to a stratospheric sum. Geisel's attorney told him, "This verse totals less than 100 words. If you accept this deal, you will go into the Guinness Book of Records as the writer who received the most money per word." Geisel replied, "I'd rather go into the Guinness Book of Records as the writer who refused the most money per word." Geisel died in 1991, but remains active today, spinning in his grave as shoddy plush Things 1 and 2 leap from Rice Krispies boxes. The movie's website uses the friendly phrase, "Cat Partners," to list its licensees: Burger King, Frito-Lay, Kellogg's, Jif, Kraft, Rayovac, Smucker's, Febreze, Dawn, Cascade, Mr. Clean, and Swiffer. It's too much. The sellout has sparked a boycott among parents I know. We're not buying what they're selling. My sons and I reached our decision after seeing a TV show on the making of the new movie. "They should never have done that to the cat," said the 10-year-old, as the 4-year-old stormed off to his room. He returned with a battered copy of the book clutched to his chest. "Let's just read this, okay?" And that is just what the doctor himself would have ordered.
Lisa Suhey lives in New Jersey. She is the author of Tell Me a Story, Life Lesson Fables for Children.